The U.S., British, and French foreign ministers said they would stay in New York for a third day to lead Western efforts at finding a cessation of hostilities between Israel and Hamas militants. Following an evening meeting with Arab foreign ministers, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice spoke briefly to reporters.
We believe that there is still work to do. Foreign Secretary Miliband and I are extending our stays, and we believe there's still work to do.
Arab ministers leaving the meeting echoed her response. The Security Council remains split over two possible responses to halt Israel's military incursion into the Gaza Strip to silence Hamas rocket attacks on southern Israel. One option is a legally binding UN resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire and the lifting of Israel's blockade on Gaza put forth by Councilmember Libya on behalf of the Arabs. The other option is a weaker, non-binding statement drafted by France, the United States, and Britain that emphasizes that a durable ceasefire will require arrangements and guarantees, including preventing the smuggling of weapons to the militants and the reopening of border crossings. French Ambassador Jean-Maurice Ripert, whose country holds the Council's rotating presidency this month, said all 15 members want to work toward a unanimous position, but they are not there yet.
There is no unanimity today on either of those texts, and because we want to go forward in a common approach, we have decided to continue our talks and our negotiations.
Diplomats close to the discussion say there's some convergence on the substance, but not yet on the form it will take. Meanwhile, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has put forth his own initiative, offering to mediate between the Israeli and Palestinian sides in Cairo as soon as possible. But Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abdel Raif told reporters that Israel has so far only agreed to send a high-level technical team to Cairo.
They have been indicating willingness or that it is a positive step, but there is not yet a clear-cut recognition and acceptance.
The United States, Britain, France, and the Arab ministers will resume their negotiations Thursday morning. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.